Manx Radio Sport.
Back to Rick on the halfway line here. Little 1-2 there. There's Rick. Finds Sutcliffe infield now. Short pass to his left-hand side for Lewis Riley, who again goes to his left to Jacques Etty. That's a nice turn of pace into the box. Etty in on goal and puts it just wide of the left post. So Glossop North End coming close there. They worked it well from the midfield right up to the edge of the F. Selleman penalty area. Some lovely interchange ended up with Jacques Etier just putting on the afterburners past Callum Sherry there. Well struck on his left foot across Adam Killier, just wide of the goalkeeper's left-hand post, Tony.
Yeah, great movement, and three or four of them there interchanging very quickly. And then when they played it to that left-hand side, Callum Hutchins just caught out by the winger, and he managed to get a shot in. It went wide, but got to be careful of that one.
Here's Etier, left edge of the box. Brings it down under pressure from Alex Maitland from the throw-in. Takes it onto his right foot. Looking for options further back here. Goes to the edge of the box. Muno Munoz. That's a delightful ball. Lewis Riley across goal and off the post. So close for Glossop North End. The woodwork is rattled. The closest either side have come so far. Adam Killier collects afterwards here. But Glossop North End coming almighty close to Etier. Back to Muno Munoz, who just clipped it into the near post. Lewis Riley got a touch in front of the goalkeeper. Unmarked. Adam Killier was rooted to the spot. And it comes off the inside of Killier's left-hand post. FC Alaman now on the attack on the right-hand side with Luke Booth. Cuts inside on his left foot. Whipped into the box. Can anyone get a touch? Adam Adebayi is there and forced it home. The flag has gone up for offside, so it won't count. So FC Alaman have the ball in the back of the net moments after Glossop North End hit the woodwork there. The offside flag went up pretty quickly from the assistant on the far side. All the way into the FC Alaman half. Chested down by Lewis Riley into Muno Munoz. Short pass back to Purfield. He's going to switch that from left to right out to Ethan Sutcliffe up against Sam Corkle. That's an interesting battle so far down that side. And indeed on the other wing as well between Etier and Hudgen. Here is Parker cutting infield to the edge of the box, moving forward from the back. Oh, nice. Back into the feet of Parker, who brings that down beautifully and into the bottom corner. Brilliantly worked by Glossop North End and finished off by the captain. FC Alaman 0, Glossop North End 1. It was Oliver Parker making his way forward from the right back position. Marauded into the centre towards the edge of the penalty. A little 1-2 with Lewis Riley, who knocked it over the top of the defence. And Oliver Parker, well, he may be playing as a fullback, but he took that like a seasoned striker. Chested it down, goalkeeper to beat, slotted into Killier's bottom right-hand corner. Smart finish there, Tony, the visitors lead.
Really smart finish because he read it really well, didn't he? Played it right over the top and put it past him. So delighted and quite good feet on him there for a fullback. But it was all made from him, really, because he played a really good ball, went for the second one and finished it off. And Adam Killier stood no chance to do.
Into the path of Conal Gallagher, looped into the penalty area, headed away by Hudgen of FC Alaman as far as Danny Gerrard. He can't bring it down. Conal Gallagher is there to get a foot in. That deflects to Luke Booth, who clears for FC Alaman into the, off the head I should say, of Jack Hopkins, who knocked it down straight into the path of Charlie Higgins of FC Alaman, who brings it away on his left foot. Higgins still going here. Charlie Higgins rattles it home. Instant response from FC Alaman. FC Alaman 1, Glossop North End 1. FC Alaman's persistence pays off. Jack Hopkins didn't get the header right on his clearance, and Charlie Higgins brought it down. A little bit of fortune as it bobbled off his feet, but it took him past three Glossop North End players, shifted it onto his left foot, edge of the box, and he rifled it low to Harry Allen's right and into the bottom corner. So it's only taken a matter of moments. FC Alaman back on level terms. And actually, I'm going to do some quick maths here. 35. So it's actually 309 minutes between that goal and FC Alaman's previous goal there, Tony. So there you go, some quick mental maths for you. So in over 300 minutes, FC Alaman have now found the back of the net.
Well then, Stato, and well done to Charlie Higgins, because he just kept going, didn't he? And I just thought when the ball bobbled, he'd lost it, but it fell nice in front of him, and then he finished it off really well.
So Lee Rick over this one, right-footed out swinger. There's just one in the wall for FC Alaman, Dean Pennington. This is around 35 yards out, but quite far out towards this right-hand flank here. Here is Lee Rick. Whips that into the six-yard box. It's headed up into the air by Riley to the back post. Goalkeeper's in no man's land. Collister off the line. Rifle towards goal by Conal Gallagher and looped over the top of the crossbar. But another chance for Glossop North End. There's Jamie Collister to the rescue. Whipped into the back post. Adam Killier, the FC Alaman goalkeeper, initially went for it and didn't quite get there. It was headed back across by a Glossop North End player. Jack Hopkins, I believe it was. And as it looped towards goal, Jamie Collister stepping in on the line to clear. Tony, close stuff.
Yeah, great clearance by him. I think he was right on the line, Rob, near enough. It wasn't far away. And you could just see when he put it clear, he looked up to the sky to say thank you. Etty on the left, right the way through. Defensively, they've looked good. And we've just got to see if they make any changes for the start of the second half. But I think both teams, 1-1, fair result.
Indeed. Well, you'll have just heard it in the background there. Kenny Dowling, the referee, has blown the half-time whistle. FC Isle of Man 1, Glossop North End 1. Riley has stood over this attentively. And looks like he's going to line up this. What can he do from this position? He scored twice here at the bowl last season. The number 9's already hit the woodwork this evening for Glossop North End. Can he maybe find the target from this set-piece opportunity? Riley, round the wall and into the bottom corner. Sensational finish, and the visitors lead for a second time. FC Alaman 1, Glossop North End 2. Lewis Riley setting up on the free kick. He's bent it round the FC Alaman wall. Adam Killier getting down to his left. Didn't have a chance to stop it. It was past him in a flash into the keeper's bottom corner. Well placed, Lewis Riley. His third goal in two games at the bowl. The visitors lead again, Tony. 2-1.
Yeah, great strike. And the way it was rounded was absolutely superb, because Adam Killier was right in the middle of it. And then suddenly he's galloping across that left-hand side to try and block it. But it curled back in. The pace caught him out. And good goal. Great free kick.
Clear by Sam Corkill of FC Alaman to the halfway line. Just cannot string passes together at the moment. Can the hosts, with time ebbing away for them? Corkill, heavy touch. Etia intercepts it into the centre of the park. Lee Rick, that's a nice transfer of play to Bardsley on the left edge of the penalty area. He's got a bit of space onto his left foot. Rifles it across goal and into the bottom corner. And surely that's 3 points heading over back across the water. It's FC Alaman 1, Glossop North End 3. Aaron Bardsley, the substitute, is a lovely switch of play from Lee Rick out on the right-hand side, but Bardsley still had so much work to do on the left edge of the box. He checked past his marker, and with the angle against him, left-footed, just arrowed it across the goalkeeper and into the bottom corner. It is a smart finish and a great impact from Aaron Bardsley there. And with just a couple of minutes of normal time remaining, nothing is said and done quite yet. But with that third goal, that might just see Glossop North End looking at their first 3 points of the season, Tony.
Yeah, good finish, and he's only been on the park a couple of minutes, and he's just looked where Adam was and hit it really well. His touch was good, and then when he sort of hit it, it went so wide on that left-hand side, Adam couldn't get anywhere near it.
Well, my reckoning's here into the final minutes of the minimum five additional time added. There may just be the odd second or two more added on top of that at this rate. There is the free kick led by Sam Corkill of FC Alaman out to the left-hand side. It's Ben Wasser just trying to turn up the pace a little bit. He's forced back on himself just a little bit. Wants to transfer that from left to right. That's a good searching ball to Steve Whitley on the right edge of the box here. Whitley turning inside on his left foot here. Floats that into the six-yard area. That's headed to the back post. Luke Booth is there from close range and heads home. It may only be a consolation, but FC Alaman have a second on the board. FC Alaman 2, Glossop North End 3. It was a teasing ball from Steve Whitley on the left-hand side. Cut back on his favoured left foot eventually. Clipped it to the back post. It did seem to nick off the head of a Glossop North End defender to Luke Booth at the back post, who was ghosting in unmarked. And from point blank, just nodded it into the back of the net. It may not count for anything now, Tony, but maybe something for the home fans to cheer about.
Great little ball by Steve Whitley. A little sort of soft cross, wasn't it? And Luke Booth was on the far side and put it past the keeper. And as you rightly say, 3-2 reads a little bit better.
And that is out for a Glossop North End throw-in. There will be no time for that throw-in, because that is the final whistle. Full-time in the NWCFL Premier Division's finish. FC Alaman 2, Glossop North End 3. A first victory of the season for the visitors, Richard Brodie's team. For FC Alaman, it's 3 opening games without a victory.
Manx Radio Sport.